with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody. I know it's still way early in the morning and the way out in the Pacific where several of our consultants are tuning in. And then our folks in Europe, it's the middle of the afternoon for them. Or if you're listening to the recording, well, it could be, you know, it could be like 2 a.m. in the morning for you. Who knows? So, but it is Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers coming at you live from Corbett, Oregon, where the ice has finally melted. We're not getting pelted by ice cubes and trees flying every which way with a wind gust of 100 miles an hour. Yes, 100. Our neighbor clocked a gust at 70 on Tuesday this week. So it's been an exciting week of one day of school because when freezing rain, you can't really drive anywhere no matter how good you are. So it's been an exciting week for us. And aside from that, lots and lots of exciting things happening as we finished off November with a bang, and are blasting into December, and we are returning to a usual format for this call that, well, I started this call, 15, however many years ago, and, having guests share their experience, their story, to wow us on how NECAN has impacted their life. And we have with us this morning Rachel Dayton from Aspen, Colorado, who is going to make us all jealous if you are into the view of snow-capped mountains and that sort of thing. If you're not, you like living in the desert, well, you probably won't like Aspen at all. But that's where Rachel's coming from this morning. And well, first of all, Rachel, good morning again.
Yeah, thanks, Vance. Good morning to everyone else on the call.
And I know you're not a newcomer to NECAN. You've been around for a few years, and if you wouldn't mind, and I know those of us who have been in NECAN a while, when somebody says, well, how did you get into this? You go, oh, here we go again. Got to share my story one more time. Well, enlighten us. Take humor us a bit and take us back to the beginning. What was life, I mean, what was Rachel Dayton before NECAN?
Well, I was living in Minneapolis before I moved to Colorado, and I was a commercial photographer back there and had my hand in a lot of things. I've always been very entrepreneurial spirited and hating the idea of working for someone, and moved to Colorado, gosh, I think it's been 19 years ago now, and I'm quite an athlete, so love the wilderness here, have a full season pass for the mountains, was a hockey player for a long time, and yeah, a jock living in the mountains at the 18, as you just pointed out.
Well, I didn't say anything about you getting old, and I didn't call you a jock, so those are your own words. Minneapolis, that's not exactly a great place to live if you're an avid snow skier, because they don't have a lot of mountains there, if I remember correctly.
Well, you know, back then I was a hockey player.
Okay.
For 45 years, it's an ideal place.
Wow.
Activity. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that being said, hockey is not exactly a sport for lightweight, so I'm imagining you took a few bumps and bruises over the years.
Well, yeah, thus, we could transfer right into how I got introduced to NECAN.
Yeah, well, we could make that transfer, thank you. So, professional photographer, you moved, relocate to Colorado, and like any of us, if we're actually living, we're going to experience some physical setbacks or alterations. Unless we're a couch potato, then nothing will ever happen. But that was definitely not the case for you. How did NECAN come into the picture for you?
Well, I moved out here, and before I even moved here, I was looking for a hockey team. I had heard the Aspen Mother Puckers existed and contacted them. And so I proceeded to crash into the boards and break an ankle, and was having trouble coming back from that injury. I had a lot of tendonitis because I overdid it in physical therapy, and that's when a woman that was on my hockey team introduced me to a far infrared wrap and a little mini magnet, and that very much caught my attention. I've had a number of injuries in my life, and you just don't come back from tendonitis easily. So it was a head turner. She asked me what else was wrong with me. I told her I was a chronic insomniac, and she got me on the sleep system, and I slept 9 hours the third night on that product, and I called her up, and I said, I don't know what it is. I'm $15,000 in debt. I'm getting a divorce, and I need it in a queen, and here's a credit card. And then I said, and then order it, and then what's this all about? And so I, you know, quite frankly, I went to a wellness preview. I think I was the only guest. There were probably 13 people in the room, and it was not intimidating to me. Rather, I was quite moved by the stories. And I loved that Five Pillars of Health thing they showed, because every pillar was out of balance, every one of them. And I sort of said, you mean if I engage in this, more than being a customer, that might come into my life? And I was pretty much in immediately after that. So that was 17 years ago.
Okay. And you know what's, there's always interesting points to that first introduction. And you say, you know, 13 other people in the room, you're the only guest, and the stories. You know, I learned years ago that facts tell, but stories sell. And doing a three-way yesterday with a brand new gentleman, I told him, I said, you know, he's a career firefighter, and I said, you know, you could go after, you know, trained medical people. He's studying to be a paramedic, and I said, but I learned a long time ago from a friend in Colorado who said that, you know, I'd rather have one excited housewife than a dozen medical experts who can tell me how all this stuff works. And I'm going to take a guess that those people sharing those stories, they probably really didn't get into how it works.
You're
right. But just their stories. Was there one that you remember, even this many years later, that really grabbed your attention? Because you talked about the five pillars of health, but physically, was there something that resonated with you?
You know, it wasn't so much that. I have to say, it was what sticks with me is their way their eyes were very engaging as they were telling it. It was more what was coming across their face, and that was so moving. It was they were very excited. They were, just knew they had found something very miraculous, and that's what stuck with me.
Okay. So it's more the heart message that was coming through loud and clear.
Yeah.
Versus the actual factual message.
Yep.
And still doing photography at the time? I didn't ask when you were.
Oh, you know, you don't move from there's probably two professions you definitely don't arrive in Aspen and be an out of towner trying to break into. One would be real estate, and the other would be a photographer. Small valley, never get feet wet. So actually, what I did was I also worked as a landscaper in Minnesota before I left, because I love to garden, and you may as well get paid for it. And so I discovered my next-door neighbor in Colorado ran a landscaping business, and I went and knocked on her door and asked her for a job. And I still am Judy's part-time bookkeeper 19 years later. I can't garden for her anymore. I've now had 5 surgeries since I've lived here. And I can't squat for other people.
So you not live very long in China.
But she's one of my best friends, and she's desperate for me to help her with her business. And it's
sure.
More a labor of love for a friend than anything I want to be doing.
And the 5 surgeries, all in the same realm of injuries from hockey?
2 were not. 2, the rest were. My knee, my couple ankles, both ankles. No, I slipped and fell. My worst injury, I slipped and fell and dislocated a tibia and broke my ankle in 3 places and tore all connective tissue. And that involved 2 surgeries. And I have to say, it's a good thing to share on this call. I called my good friend, Dr. Mark Sussman, podiatrist, who's in NECAN. And I said, Mark, I know the obvious, but what else should I do? And I was already on the bone health. I doubled up on the osteodense aspect of it. I was not on the joint compound. He told me to take 6 a day. We had our body energizer then and our power meg, and I probably did those 2 to 3 hours a day. I used a Kenko wave, and I healed 5 months early. I had to go in and ask my doctor to do an x-ray to get the hardware out because I feared I was healing right over all those plates and screws. Indeed, he scheduled me like 3 days later. And so, anyway, great story.
That's a good problem to have.
You have to look at it optimistically, Dan.
Yeah.
Think, okay, how do I use it? It's another story for me and my business.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
But it took me out of hockey.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. So no longer skating around on the ice and whacking a chunk of, you know, hard rubber. Today, looking back, and as you're sharing, I'm perusing through my notebook, because you said something several months ago on one of the leadership calls with Ben Woodward, and I thought I wrote it down, and evidently I did not, or it's hiding right in front of me. But it was along the lines, you were thanking Ben because you had said, in a nutshell version, that he had created, I don't know if the word revival is the right word to use, but created, he just renewed the energy in you and gave you a completely fresh perspective and brought you back into the game. I don't know if some of us have become stagnant, but his vision was definitely spilling over and impacting a lot of us and gave us a completely fresh perspective for jumping back in the game and taking it on, you know, wholeheartedly. And since then, one of the things I did write down that you said just a couple months ago, and that is failure's not an option. And that we have a responsibility to tune our radar to new contacts. And we've had this gigantic shift to a customer-based business rather than going out and recruiting, you know, consultants, which is a gigantic shift. It's a huge shift for me because I've been around this industry since I was 10, and it was always you got to sign up distributors. You got to sign up distributors because people don't want to pay retail, you know, blah 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 blah. And we're making this shift. And I know for you, just watching from a distance, your growth being a member of Team Kaizen that takes, you know, you gotta work with people, both customers and consultants. What are some of those shifts been for you? What are you doing to literally tune your radar to new contacts?
You know, I wanna just say and underscore for people what you just said in the end of that is very important, is that in the face of us being encouraged to really build a retail business as one of the tools in our business, that we not lose sight of the fact that the ultimate goal is Team Kaizen and Team Taishi, which requires building a network. And so some shifts I have, first of all, always had a customer base, and I hope that people on this call, if they haven't already been doing that the whole way along in their business, really take that to heart, because if and when, and it probably will, when your team grows and disappears and grows, it seems to be the nature of our business, what has carried my paycheck always has been the fact I have a huge customer base. So I'll just start there for a minute. Some of the things I've done to create that through the years and nurture it, we always had product showcases as part of a plan in our week, our wellness preview rhythm, sorry. Product showcases. I've always joined a really important way to meet people, whether they become customers or partners. I've been in the Basalt Chamber of Commerce, Carbondale Chamber of Commerce, I currently am a member of. I joined a group called Links, 12 years ago, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. That's a commitment. And that was a networking group like BNI is. We just decided to create our own nonprofit so we could gift the money within our own valley the way we chose. I think I broke, two of my silvers came out of that. That took me to platinum, and every member became a customer, and several of them are still customers. So networking groups. I'm in a women's group here. It's women in business in the Valley. They're called the Valley Divas. I picked up 3 new customers the other night at our holiday show. We were kind of, you know, each one of these you can give a 60-second commercial.
Give us an example. You're at a, you know, a showcase or at a chamber meeting or a networking group. 60-second commercial, what would that be? And I know that we tailor our message to the person we're speaking with, but give us an example of what, if I'm meeting you for the first time, what would that 60-second commercial be like?
Oh, well, those are two different questions, because the groups know you. So here, let me throw out what I said at the chamber quarterly event, or maybe it was our annual, I guess it was our quarterly. I stood up and I actually said, we have a new president in our company. He's 40 years old, and he has made a bold move, and he is changing the paradigm for network marketing. And we have just dropped our retail pricing across the board anywhere from 20 to 50%. And we're moving into the holidays, and I think this is a great time for all of you to finally discover what energy medicine is all about and discover a product that might help you with your life, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I wanted to impact. There's a lot of network marketers that are in groups like that. You know, it's natural for us to join. We need to keep outflowing. So it varies totally. You know, I get on a kick. One of the ways I really built a strong auto ship business was I took one product, the Bone Health, when it came out, because I was a woman of the age that was important to all of my peers that were women. And I just walked in, and every day I walked into coffee shops and I'd find a table of women and walk up and ask if I could ask one question. And they all want to know what that one question is, because I'm asking every woman that question. And I just said, are you concerned about your bone health? And it just went into a whole litany of things. And I said, would you like to learn about, you know, a natural way to support it? And I would do bone health coffee shops. I was doing them once or twice a week. I'd invite them to just come for a cup of coffee, and we'd sit down on the couch in the coffee shop, or, and I was putting on previews. So anyway, those are some ideas. I have a last day of the month special I do, and I feature a product. And if it's seasonal and timely, I'll relate it. Air wellness in the spring would be an example of that. I've been building a customer base that's an email contact group, okay, because only a quarter of my customers are registered through NECAM. The rest of them are either wholesale customers in my business. They've been sponsored, you know, that 80% that really is just a wholesale buyer. A lot of them are just friends, family, people I know, and so that is my email blast customer list. And I'm about to put one out on the 12 days of Christmas. And right before you called, I got out this great flyer I put together for this holiday bazaar we did, and I counted how many products I had highlighted. And do you know there are 12 on it? Isn't that great? So lots of things like that. But before I lose you or I'm lost, and then I'll let you ask a question, ahas come in the shower frequently, and at least we know they did with John Canfield. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Soup for the Soul.
Yep.
I'm on a call with Reed Nelson. He is my Team Kaizen mentor. And by the way, I've signed up, obviously, to be Team Kaizen again. So I had this big aha in the shower, because so much has been coming down the pipes for us to grow our retail business, that it's easy to lose sight of the fact that we're prospecting partners as well, and sort of forget that that should be a focus. And I thought what made me accomplish Team Kaizen last time was, you're absolutely right. Failure was never an option. From January 1st, when I made that commitment, I don't think I've ever held so strongly to a goal I set in NECAM. And August rolled around. What did we have at the end of September? July rolled around, and I didn't have it. And so we're down to, now we've wasted 7. I didn't waste them. I did a lot of outflow. I think I talked to 128 new people last February, all on the mountain while I was skiing. Great way to do my business.
Uh-huh.
And so it shortened into this time frame. And on my wall is that Yoda expression, It's not, I shortened it to do. There is no try. Take out the do not. Do not is an out. And I kept reading that. And so I found it. My intention was so strong. So in the shower, it was like, okay, we have 13 and a half months to do this goal. Well, I just took that goal to the end of March. And I wrote on my board, it says March 2016, on or before, D Kaizen times two, meaning my second qualification. Paragon, 36,000 in PGV. 4 months, I put down December to March because I have this month to find it to roll into that. And, you know, psychologically put myself in a place where that's all the time I have to get this done. And I know I can do it. And then I have foresight, courage, ability, faith, achieved on the bottom of that board. And what those, I have 321 clubs, $750, $1,000 for the Paragon. I'm going to Paris with my three sisters in May. I need the money to pay for the trip. That's my motivation. So do you see what I'm getting across? It was like, I took a photo of it. I texted it to Reed Nelson, and I said, this is what I want to talk about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so my game board is up. There's a new chessboard drawn out on it. I like to move players in and out of it. It's tricky with all the changes to keep this a game that's fun. It's just because they're always changing, but I love that you used that word in this. You used the word play.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important we keep that in front of us. So that is what I'm doing, and I got to contact a heck of a lot of people to find them free because I don't have them dance.
Well, and it's, you know, it's so much fun. In going back to your profession as a landscaper, you said you always enjoyed gardening, you might as well get paid to do it. And I think one of the prevailing things that has definitely contributed to your success, which would contribute to all of our success, and that is our lifeblood, is our new blood, and that is we have to be willing to ask questions and being able to walk up to complete strangers and simply say, hey, can I ask you one question? You know, and who is not concerned as we age, unless they're the small category of people that want to become old and decrepit, but I think the majority of people want to keep enjoying and doing life, because otherwise we just shrivel up and die. And being able to do life, we've got to take care of these temples, as Roger Drummer challenged us, you know, earlier this year. It's not a tent, it's a temple. And I think over and over that, as you said, you know, to do, there's no try. It's not about, well, I'm going to try and make it to the chamber meeting this morning. I'm going to try and meet some new folks. It doesn't work that way. We literally have to make that decision. And whatever the carrot that is before us, and for you, it's, you know, having finances to fund an exciting trip to Paris. And I mean, goodness sakes, I've been to Paris numerous times, and it's a ton of fun. It's not cheap either. But that's the motivation. And for some of us, it may not be travel. Who knows what it may be? But it's got to be really, really strong. And as you said, you know, you've got the game board there, and that's motivating you. As we go into 2016, and I know we've got a full month of December to really take advantage of, you know, a restructured prices. As you said, they completely slashed their retail prices, and you know, now is the best. There's never been a better time to look at energy medicine, and I love that phrase, energy medicine, because people don't understand that, you know, it's not the wave of the future, and it's not an alternative. And I've heard several people talk about that. We should not be looking at this as alternative. This should be the mainstay. Western medicine, putting chemicals and drugs and having, you know, surgery after surgery after surgery after that doesn't work. That should be the alternative, because that's foreign to most cultures' experience. So what we have should be the main thing. As we go forward in this, is there a prevailing thing, and I know you've shared several already, but is there a prevailing thing that when you look at what we have to offer people today, versus, you know, 17 years ago when you were first introduced it? Is there something that continues to compel you forward that is like the fire in your belly, so to speak, that propels you onward?
Well, you know, when Team Kaizen was first introduced, so this would have been November a year ago, and I immediately called Reed and I said, I want you to know I'm not doing Team Kaizen. How do you like that? Because those things, I buy into it and then I get shut down by it. It's like it scares me and disempowers me and has the opposite effect. And then, you know, I watched Ben Woodward's 4 or 5 video clips on YouTube, and I called Reed back, and I said, I'm in 100%. And this is what I'll leave people with that really struck me. I'm turning 62 next week, or next week in March. That's why I have March 30th as a goal. It's my birthday. But I don't have a lot of time anymore to play with this at the way I've been playing with it. And I've had a few significant women in Nikan, Julie Tara and Susan Carver being two of them that I'm close with, that have been waiting for me forever to step into my power. And when I saw Team Kaizen, I thought, okay, this is where you move off of where you've been at whatever level, whatever that fear place is or that comfortable place, and you rub elbows with the real leadership in Nikan, and if this is where I've always imagined I'm taking my business to, that's who I need to be around. That's the group I need to be into. And it's because you called and asked me to be on this call right now, and you listen to how I'm talking, and it's very different than I spoke a year ago. And if that's what people on this call want, you have to do it. And so Team Kaizen, what a great way. There's mentorship all the way, and you kind of grow into it. And I tell you, when I was on that stage in San Antonio, I had such a grin on my face, and I'm almost embarrassed looking at the little banners of Nikan, because every single one of them, you'll notice I am not standing there stern watching what Jeff Isom is saying. I'm leaning over, and I'm giggling with Bernadette, or, you know, I just, so anyway, that, and your business, my business will follow. My income will follow. Because I will have become a leader that people will follow, and the business will grow and attract.
Well, and I, you know, when you started on that journey, nobody knew that the big carrot at the end would be an all-expense-paid trip to San Francisco, the flights, the meals, the accommodations at the Fairmont. I mean, I watched that show as a kid, Hotel, you know, with and Connie Selica, and, you know, that hotel was just, it was it. And so you get to go spend a few nights there and a few days in Nikan, picking up the whole tab. And nobody knew about that. And I don't think that was the prevailing thing that, oh, we might get something out of it. It's just you made a decision. And I love the way that you set the whole thing up. To wrap a bow around this whole conversation is that we get out of life what we put our mind to. And it just doesn't come by chance. If we want to make something happen, you know, if we want to become a parent, there are things we do to, you know, make that happen. If we want to have a spouse, there are things that, whatever we want out of life, we have to make those decisions and go there. And, you know, providence, moving with favor, are another 4 words I wrote down from one of the things you shared on one of the leadership calls recently, is that, we have to, in order for that providence to move with favor, as you're saying, is making that decision and going for it. And I'm amazed at how many people that I've connected with this week via email that I don't know what transpired, but several people saying, hey Vance, what's the best way for me to get up to speed with what's going on with Nikan, because I'm kind of been out of the loop. And, you know, I sent him right to the same thing that you just said. Watch those few videos with Ben, you know, on the new Nikan, and see what's been transpiring, because it's a complete shift in the industry. And I'm excited, because I know there will be several other companies that'll follow what Nikan has led with, and we can go back and say, yeah, we were the ones that, you know, we did that. We started that trend of getting away from these high prices and getting away from people having to become a member and do all this stuff, and taking Nikan to the streets and allowing people to be to have access to it, to whatever their capability is and whatever their desires are. And you've definitely set the example of that. And I know that we have several people who are really, really striving to build that customer base. And because that's the lifeblood of any business. Without customers, there is no business. And it doesn't exist. You just get into self-consumption, whether it's a restaurant or have a hair salon or whatever the case may be. We have to have customers. And with the prices we have now, what better way to really have some fun? So, well, we're looking forward. I know I am. And my goal is not to be sitting in the stands watching the stage of you getting recognized a year from now.
Is he up there next year, Van?
Yeah, well, you know, and we did half of it. We broke a silver first level in August, and I just couldn't get the things together in September to make the second one happen. And so for me, it was a bitter loss, because having been a member of the inaugural team, guys, and with Reed and Herb Rapp and Bernadette McBurney and so many of the others, is like, okay, you know, I tasted it. I'd experienced that camaraderie. And one of the other things that you said, too, that I think is so crucial is surrounding yourselves with people. And constantly, every single week, networking with people like this that are like-minded, or that or maybe they're not like-minded, but that's the mind I like, and I want to be there, so I got to be around. And if people aren't connecting with those folks, then it's never going to happen, because all of us, you know, we just went through Thanksgiving. And, you know, you get around family, and sometimes we have family members that are not the like-minded that we want to have. And so we have to come out of that and find those people. Maybe some people on the call have perfect families. You know, there's no Uncle Ed who shows up at Thanksgiving drunk and, you know, talking about all of his great endeavors. Maybe that's not the case. But I think that the premise is, we want to be, you know, there is no try. And I think that's so crucial in what you said. And I really, really appreciate that, because you're an example to a lot of people that, and you are the demographic of the network marketing industry, 75% female, and just deciding, hey, this is what I want to do and this is where I want to be. So I really appreciate it. I'm going to let you take a breather. And, I know you're covering for Reed this morning on this is a Kaizen call, and I really, really appreciate you sharing part of your day with us.
Oh, thanks so much. It's an honor and a pleasure, and enjoyed it a lot. And good luck to everyone on this call. It's no luck. Go attract it.
Well, again, and for those of you who might have joined late, Rachel Dayton, one of the new members of Team Kaizen, has been our guest this morning. If you didn't catch the whole call or you want to share it with somebody, www.saturdayamlive.com is the website where we record and post all these. So thank you again, Rachel. I'm gonna let you go, and I'm gonna switch gears here.
Yep. Thanks, man.
All right. Have a
great
rest of the day, Rachel. Have a great weekend, everybody, and let's blast in December with a newfelt passion and perseverance. Remember, there is no try and do, okay? When you do, there is no try. We just get out there and make it happen. So have a great weekend, everybody. And again, if there's anything that I can do on my end to help, please take advantage of the recordings and all the other information that Steve's posted on SaturdayAMLive.com. And there's tons and tons of resources there. And again, if there's anything I can do on my end, don't hesitate to contact me via email or pick up the phone and call. Area code 503-695-5683. Or if you want to pop me a text, area code 503-348-0749 is my cell. So here to serve, be happy to do it. And anytime, as I like to tell people, Monday through Saturday, you can call on Sunday, but I won't answer the phone. I might respond to a text, though. But 8 to 8 Pacific Standard Time. Those are my ideal. That's my ideal window. 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. Call, email, and that's when you're going to get the fastest response. So, looking forward to a fantastic month with you, and looking forward to serving you in any way that I can. So, have a great month, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Bye bye, everybody.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.